Welcome to another edition of the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast. It's another victory edition of the Instant Reaction Podcast presented by Carl Chevrolet. It's time to start the new year in a new Chevy at Iowa's number one dealer for all brands, Carl Chevrolet. Right now, all 2018 and 19 Silverado 1500 Crew Cab LTs are supplier priced. Or get up to 16% off select 2019 in-stock Equinox models when financed with GM Financial. Plus, with the largest inventory and selection of new Chevrolets in Iowa, over 2,100, the selection has never been better to choose from. And with more incentives on all new Chevys than any other dealer in the area, let us be your dealer for life at Carl Chevrolet. Find new roads and experience why more Iowans drive a Chevy from Carl Chevrolet, or find details and pricing online 24 hours a day at carlchevrolet.com. Carl Chevrolet, I-35, exit 90 in Ankeny, at The Rock. Iowa State with a 72-59 win over Oklahoma State Saturday night at Hilton Coliseum. Cyclones moved to 14-4 on the season, 4-2 in Big 12 play. And with West Virginia's win over Kansas in Morgantown, as well as Baylor's win over Texas Tech in Waco, Iowa State officially sits in a four-way tie atop the Big 12, I guess technically four-way tie atop the Big 12. One more team with two losses, half a game back in second place with Kansas, Texas Tech, Kansas State, and then Baylor is that team at 3-2. So that opens the door for a pretty big game on Monday night, which we'll talk more about here in just a second. Cyclones led by Mario Shayok. 20 points, 6 of 14 from the field, 4 of 8 from three-point range, 4 of 5 from the free throw line, 2 rebounds, an assist in 37 minutes. Lindell Wigginton got back to his old self, 14 points, 5 of 8 from the field, 4 of 7 from three-point range, including 2 big ones right off the bat, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, no turnovers, and a steal, 25 minutes for Lindell. Cameron Lard played without a doubt the best game he's played so far this season. 12 points, 4-7 from the field, 4-4 from the free throw line, 5 rebounds and 3 blocks in 14 minutes. Looked like his old self. Was playing with a ton of energy and really brought a huge spark to Iowa State in the win over the Cowboys. Last Cyclone in double figures, Nick Weiler-Babb, 10 points, 4 of 8 from the field, 1 of 4 from 3, 1 of 2 from the free throw line, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 turnovers, 1 block, 1 steal, 36 minutes. Just a take care of business game, you know. Iowa State shoots 41% from the field, struggled. I mean, I think that their scoring drought was somewhere around 5-6 minutes to start that second half. And, you know, you're able to close it out and leave with a win and, you know, shoot 40% from three after going 5 of 22 in Lubbock on Wednesday. You go 10 of 25 tonight, 80% from the free throw line, 16 of 20. Just, like I said, take care of business win where you're facing an overmatched team in Oklahoma State who only has 8 guys on their roster right now. And you can tell that they're really struggling in some areas. And, you know, they were able to junk it up enough to where Iowa State struggled to get some shots, some open looks, you know, especially, like I said, or not even that they struggled to get open looks, but they were having a really hard time hitting shots. And, you know, some of the shots that Shayok was getting are ones that you normally expect him to make. They just weren't falling. And he was able to battle through that, just kept shooting the basketball. And, you know, and then he's able to hit 3 big ones right down the stretch that, you know, eventually Iowa State had a 16-point lead with about 3 minutes left to play. And, you know, it was just where the you know, he just persevered, kept shooting the basketball, and finally he started to go in the hoop for him. And I think that was kind of just what this game was. You know, they just kept battling from the beginning. And, you know, despite the fact that they were struggling a little bit offensively, they just kept pushing and kept pushing. And then all of a sudden you've got yourself a 16-point lead and you're able to pull away and protect your home court. And, you know, like I mentioned before, sets you up with a huge game Monday night. Big Monday on ESPN in Allen Fieldhouse down in Lawrence, Kansas against the Kansas Jayhawks, who fell by 1 point tonight earlier today to West Virginia, giving the Mountaineers their first Big 12 win of the season. And, you know, now you know that Kansas is going to be laser focused going into this game. One, just coming off of their first, or not their first loss, but coming off of a loss to West Virginia, you know Bill Self is going to be on his guys to make sure that they are ready to go for Monday night for what's going to be a big game. And then you consider the fact that Iowa State kind of pants the Jayhawks earlier this year in Hilton Coliseum, the 17-point win that, you know, was kind of Iowa State's coming out party of sorts nationally. And, you know, and then Iowa State kind of fell back, but they're right back there in the conversation to make a run at this thing. And if they're going to do it, you know, it's going to go through Lawrence. And then we've known that from, you know, if we've known that for 14 years, basically, that if anybody's ever going to be able to end that streak, it's going to take knocking those guys off. And it's always going to run through that gym. And, you know, they haven't lost yet in Lawrence and in Big 12 play. If the Cyclones, actually, I guess they haven't lost yet in Lawrence this entire season, but some teams have had opportunities. And I think that it's going to be a really good basketball game Monday night. Iowa State is going to have a chance to go in there and get a win. And I think it's going to come down to, at the end of the day, you know, who's the tougher team. And I think in that game in Ames, you could resoundingly say that Iowa State was certainly the tougher team between the two. And that was fleshed out over 40 minutes. If Iowa State can do that again Monday night, then they have a really good chance to go in there and get a W and put yourself in a really good position here moving into the month of February or through the end of June or January and into the month of February here in Big 12 play. And but it all starts Monday night, and I think it's going to be a really fun basketball game. And you just see this week, you know, how fast things can turn in this conference week by week. You know, last week Iowa State goes 0-2. You drop a home game that you should have won against Kansas State. You go into the week facing, you know, the task of a top 10 team on the road, a team that was red hot in Texas Tech. Go out there and you beat them. Now all of a sudden you come back home, you beat Oklahoma State, you look at Texas Tech, they go on the road then and lose to Baylor, and they go from being 4-0 in the league to being 4-2. And I'm sure that they're asking themselves some of the same questions that we were asking about Iowa State, you know, at this time last week. So it just goes to show how quickly things can change in this league. It's always going to be a roller coaster, and you know, whoever can weather that roller coaster the best is going to be the one that ends up at the on top at the end of it. And you know, we're going to find out Monday night how well the Cyclones are able to handle it now after you know, riding a high at one point and letting themselves come crashing back down. Hopefully that's not going to be the case again going into I guess week 4 of Big 12 play. So thanks again for listening. Thanks again to Carl Chevrolet for being the presenting sponsor of the Cyclone Fanatic Instant Reaction Podcast. I'll be down in Lawrence Monday night. We'll have full coverage for you guys, of course, as always, on CycloneFanatic.com. I'll talk to you guys again soon. Peace.